There are an estimated 6 million Muslims living in America, many of them immigrants, and voluntarily, many Muslim women choose to wear a scarf or hijab as a symbol of their obligation to God. At a time when many Muslims feel vulnerable, we talked to college women here in Washington, D.C., two of them American-born, about making that choice at a volatile time.
My name is Yasmeen Saeed, and I'm 24 years old. I'm a doctoral student at American University in mathematical statistics. Putting the veil, it's part of my religion. So, I feel proud in putting it, but what I have to do is be extra cautious. My sister, every 5 minutes, she keeps coming to me and she's like, "Are you going to take it off?" I'm just like, "It's going to be difficult for me, but if you want to take it off, it's okay, because scholars said that you could take it off if you feel unsafe." And she's like, "Really? They actually said that?" She's like, "Yeah, but are you going to take it out?" I'm just like, I personally don't feel right. I have so much faith and so much belief in God that I don't think it would ever come to that. I don't think I would ever have to take off my scarf, because I feel that the U.S. government, the society, will provide security for all its citizens.
My name is Amina Chaudhry. I'm a master's student at the George Washington University studying public policy. I was born and raised in Chicago. Ethnically, my parents are from Pakistan. They moved here several years ago. What I'm wearing on my head is it's a veil, it's a scarf. It covers my entire head. And the only thing you can see is my face and my hands. I started wearing the scarf back in my senior year of high school. I actually played for my varsity basketball team, and I was captain at that time. I just remember the pride I had walking into school with a scarf on, and everyone asked me, "Oh, are you starting now? Are you going to wear that now permanently?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to wear this permanently," and playing basketball was not a problem. It feels different wearing the scarf now, only because I know that it's something that's more important to me. It's been a target, verbal, physical, whatever, stares. I've been getting some of those too. But it's different in the sense that now I understand the value of it. I understand that there's more to wearing the scarf than just having a piece of cloth on your head and covering yourself and modesty, and because the religion says so. It's my identity. It's who I am. I'm known as the rebel in the family. I'm more of the different one, the one that likes to explore and be adventurous. So my family keeps calling me and they're concerned. They're like, "Don't go out too late and stay at home." I said, "Don't worry about it, I'm fine." I take karate also, so I use that to my benefit. I say, "I have my karate, don't worry about it, I'm okay."
I'm Atiaf El-Wazir. I'm 21 years old, studying, I'm double majoring International Relations in School of Public Affairs. Actually, a lot of people called me up and they're like, "Please take off your scarf." You know, my dad was like, "It's okay, you know, take it off. You know, I don't want you to be harassed. I don't want something bad to happen to you." And I was telling him, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to hide. And I'm like, I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm not ashamed of my identity, and I'm not ashamed of being Muslim. But now I'm just being paranoid. I've never felt this paranoid in my life. And I'd be walking, and maybe someone just staring to say hi. I'm like, "Oh my God, they want to get me." I've never felt this way before, really. And I haven't been out. I want to go out. I want life to be, you know, normal again. But I don't know how long it's going to take till we go back to normal. You know, I don't think any of us, whether someone wears a hijab or whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim, nobody's going to go back to normalcy again after this.
Atiaf El-Wazir, Yasmeen Saeed, and Amina Chaudhry, college students speaking to us in Washington, D.C. This is NPR, National Public Radio.